Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Town of LaGrange Planning Board meeting for May 7th, 2020. Let the record show that the following members of the planning board are in attendance via video conference. Christian Rohrbach, Chairman, Stacy Olia, Robert Straub, Mary Morrison, Mark Komorski, and Randy Aldrich. We do have a quorum. This virtual meeting is being held under the auspices of Executive Order 202.1, issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York, as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continuing to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted later on the town website. This meeting and the public access procedures by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town's electronic message board on Stringham Road. As this is a special meeting, a notice was also published in the Poughkeepsie Journal on April 30th, 2020. The public should be aware that this is a public meeting, but there are no public hearings scheduled for tonight, and as such, no member of the public will be invited to speak. So there are no minutes to be approved tonight, so we'll move right on to the LaGrange Farm at Overlook project. Just to bring you up to speed and refresh everyone's memory, at our February 20th meeting, we voted to reaffirm the negative declaration, secret determination. In addition, we passed a resolution referring the project back to the town board. At the town board's April 8th meeting, the town board voted to approve the amended Overlook PDD. It has now been referred back to the planning board for consideration of approving the amended site plan. The applicant has requested that we hold this special meeting to allow them to meet certain project deadlines. So Mr. Sitaro, would you like to have the floor and maybe bring us up to speed?
Sure, hey, thank you. Eric, I don't know if there's anything you want to say off the bat, right off the bat?
No, thanks. Essentially, just thanks for putting this together kind of last minute and helping move things along. We're excited to complete the project. And, we already have all of the townhouses rented in the first phase. As soon as we can get back to work and with full go with the barn, we're hoping to turn those around in July. And we already have half those units rented as well. So already the project's a huge success. And we're looking to make it the best we can.
Chris, did we need to poll the planning board and say we're alone or not under no duress, or is that not needed?
Thanks for asking, Dennis. We did that last time, and I've done some research, and it doesn't appear that it's absolutely necessary to do that. So I decided to leave that off.
Also, I just want to mention that we have all the drawings that you resubmitted and the letters and the resolution. So if there's anything you would like us to put up on the screen before we read the resolution, please let me know.
Well, that's up to you, I guess. Just to follow up on what Eric said, I definitely want to thank the planning board for holding this special meeting. The board has been excellent throughout, the process, and we appreciate this. As I said in my email, request, we're trying to schedule a closing, a loan closing with, the bank. And in order for the loan to close, we would need to have a signed set, of site plans. So there was a little bit of a misunderstanding in terms of whether we really had received site plan approval at the February 20th meeting, but that's okay. So, we appreciate this. It'll give us a couple weeks head start before your next meeting on May 21st. Okay. So, at the February 20th meeting, there was a very minor comment letter from Rennie Engineering. It was dated February the 18th. So we updated the plans based upon that comment letter. I submitted yesterday just so that the board had something, to look at. If you wanted, you know, we updated those plans. We also made some very, very minor changes to the DeGarmo Road driveway to move the driveway a little bit to the north to avoid some of the large pine trees behind the manor house, and also made some very minor changes to conform to current DPW requirements. So that was basically it. I did see late today there was a memo or letter that came through from Renia's office. I didn't expect Rich, you know, to get to it, you know, right now, but he did. So it seemed all of his comments were addressed. I think he had one. He had one item in terms of providing a note on the map in regards to the lighting of the silo. As we discussed at the February 20th meeting, you know, the applicants were going to come up with a couple different options, and I believe even do like a test such that the planning board could come out like and, you know, look at it. And that was going to happen. I think that was supposed to happen before the CO was obviously issued on the barn. So that's pretty much it, you know, for us. So I guess I'll, you know, I'll turn it over to, you know, the planning board. And yeah.
Thank you, Rich. Rich Rennie is on the call. Would you have any comments as well?
I don't have much additional. We got a chance today to take a look at Pete's latest submission that we got in yesterday. They have addressed everything. We just wanted it to be clear on the plans that uplighting shown on the silo wasn't going to be the final lighting, and that they're going to present some other lighting package at a later date.
Yeah, that should be part of the resolution, and I'm trying to get that up on my screen. But yes.
Mr. Chairman, before we do the resolution, are we allowed to ask a question or two on the information you sent out today?
Absolutely.
Okay, just let me know when I could ask.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. So, Jennifer and Kyle, you were directly involved in drafting the resolution. Did you include a part about the lighting in that? Or?
Yes.
It looks like it's number 4.
Yeah, I'm going to share. If you would like, I can share that. Unless there are other questions about other documents.
I had another question about something was on another document, Jennifer.
Oh, okay. What was it?
The charging stations.
Oh, I see. Was that on the letter or?
I don't remember which. It was on one of the downloads with the 4 downloads that you sent.
Oh, I see. Okay. Just a moment. It was.
Yeah, in... We discussed? Did that come up at the February 20th meeting? And
there we go.
I don't remember.
That came up from the CAC. It was in their comments. And then it was discussed on February 20th.
It was also included in, I think, the Renia Engineering mm-hmm. letter from January 30th or something like that. It referenced that.
Let's see.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, honestly, I don't remember, you know, what our response was, honestly. I'm sorry. You know, Eric, I don't know if were you planning on having any electrical vehicle charging stations?
We weren't planning on it. We can certainly look to possibly add that in a few spots.
Well, that was one thing. And my question is, do we need to have, or with those charging stations, any particular postings or signage stating that's what they are and that's where they are? For safety reasons, or
you know, it was on the February 14th letter,
and or utility reasons.
Generally speaking, just Mr. Chairman, can I answer that since I use these?
Yes, go ahead.
generally speaking, people with electric vehicles have an app, various apps on their phones to let them know where they are, and they find their way to them. I don't believe that there's a requirement for signage. Unless it's funded by NYSERDA, but I have not noticed any consistency with that.
Okay, there were no OSHA issues with that as well, Jennifer?
Not that I know of, okay. Regarding where them having to be notified as to where they are.
Yeah, they actually, on the posting, on the actual charging station on the exterior side, like they do at various malls and, shopping centers.
I don't know the answer to that, but what I can say is that the installation is heavily regulated, so whatever is required would end up being a part of the installer's responsibilities.
Okay.
I think Top Supermarket just put them in.
Correct. Exactly, Randy. So.
Yeah, we've also got them at the walkway over the Hudson on the east side, and I noticed that just up the street, that Lambert Plumbing and Heating has one on the outside of their office, and a Tesla is plugged into it all the time. And it doesn't seem to have any labeling on it as well.
Okay, I just had to ask, Mr. Chairman.
Nope, it's a good question. It's a new world for us as well. My recollection of the discussion that had to do with the charging stations was that we were suggesting that it was desirable, but I did not, and the planning board can, members of the planning board can correct me, but my recollection was not that we were mandating that in any sense.
Right.
No, I didn't have that in my notes.
Okay. So if you guys can take it under advisement, that would be nice. I know they also, the CHD also had some stuff about walking trails as well.
And bicycles,
right.
Yeah, we did make the changes to the walking like trails. We, most of the changes were in phase two. We took into account comments from both the CAC. We also had comments from we worked with the Dutchess County Planning Department as far as adding some additional sidewalks, and in order for the residents to do the trails, we added a couple. If you recall, we used to just have a trail that went completely around the site, but now we put a couple of connections in between on the phase two side, where people can from phase two right directly to the trails.
There was also a discussion about putting in a pedestrian cross-hatched walk crossing on, I don't recall if we said that it would be, I think it's at the intersection of DeGarmo and Overlook, but would that be a DOT type thing?
Can I say something, Peter? According to our notes, we had talked about they had asked us if we could wait on that, that it would be done when the DPW told them they had to do it.
Okay.
Because there was no sense putting it in now when it goes to nowhere.
Right.
That's correct, yeah. And if I'll have to go check, the maps, but if we didn't put it on, we can add a note to that effect that we would make that pedestrian connection if and when, the DPW does follow through with their pedestrian improvement project that, the signal. I thought it was on the map, but if you want to make that a condition to have that note, we can certainly add that.
Yeah, I think it's better as a note.
Yep.
So the other item that had come up relative to this was in from the Director of Public Works for LaGrange pointed out that there had been some incorrect lines that had to do with the drainage easement. And I know, Pete, you were going to make some updates on that Has that been done on the
current? Yes, that's been done. The meets and bounds that were on the drainage easement and the descriptions didn't quite match, the plan set. You know, the plan set was first started back in 2005, 2006. And once we did some updating, we did the recent, it's been like a few years. It was an updated ALTA survey. There was a few changes to some of the bearings and, distances, and just didn't get followed through on the site plan set. So we have gone back and we've updated all the plans in the plan set to make sure that they've got the correct bearings and distances. And that might be something when we do submit the full plan set, I would assume you'll ask Rich just to take one final look at the plan set before the chairman's authorized to sign the plans. But yes, that's been updated.
Okay, good, thank you. That was my comments and questions. Anybody else on the planning board that had anything that they wanted to discuss?
And just checking to see if that condition is in, the meets and bounds one is in our thing here.
Boundaries listed on the plans, number 4, and identified as incorrect, must be changed on the approved plan set.
I think you have a different one than I have. My number 4 is the intensity of the floodlight.
No, I just added something.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I added the plan will be revised to indicate number 2, to indicate the location of the future crosswalk if the crosswalk is required by NYSDOT. So it moved down. I'm sorry. So if you look at the screen, that would have been 3. It's 3 on yours. It's 4 on this one now.
Okay. I can't see your screen. I got to find out how to see your screen. Ooh. Okay.
If I could just ask one question, I'm not clear as to what number 6 is. The project sponsor shall complete all necessary improvements to the Hearthstone Drive sewage pump station. I guess, are we just looking for like a sign off from the water and sewer? I mean, from the water and sewer operators and, Wanda, that everything is all set there. Is that what?
Correct. Yeah, that's all you need is a sign off from Wanda that everything is up to snuff on that.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. We have a meeting. We have a meeting tomorrow at 1:00.
The other thing, just while I'm looking at this too, the number, what is now the number 3, if you could scroll up a little bit, Jennifer. Where is it now? The number 3.
Right.
Just so folks are clear, I neglected to add this when I put this in. That's got to be the town board has to sign off on that. So what I would just add there after it at the end of the sentence where it says of the amended site plan, comma, subject to town board approval.
Okay. What was the first word?
Subject to town board approval.
Yep.
And Jennifer, we could skip back up to the first page once you got that.
The first what?
The first page.
First page, okay.
And under that first whereas, the 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet down says, the last part of that sentence is 6.348 acres in the PDD, and then that has defined as
that was a typo. That's my fault. Okay. And you take out the 6.344 acres.
And isn't it 15 acres?
Yeah, it should be 15. It should be whatever the acres is there. That goes in there.
15 something. Let me see.
I don't have the full plan set with me. I don't Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I can pull that up if you want.
Yeah, I was looking for the total, you know, acreage, but I didn't bring all the whole plant set home with me. I just brought the plans that we revised.
15.6 something, as I recall.
That sounds about right.
All right. Well, we could, since we know that this is not a debatable point, we can make sure it's included in the final, unless.
I would just put 15.6 plus or minus now, and you're going to be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to address these blanks?
I didn't know what the application fees or what was the positive in escrow. So Eileen probably could help us with those things.
So is it possible for us to move through this process and add those later?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So did anyone else have any questions from the planning board having to do with this resolution? Anything you want to go through? I'm going to ask.
I got one question. On those blanks, why don't you just put TBD in there? So it at least identifies, we acknowledge it. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, right?
That's fine.
Otherwise, blank means maybe it was overlooked.
Good point, Bob.
I'm here. I'm quiet, but I'm here.
You're in the game, Bob.
Yes, I am. Yep.
So, Kyle, I was going to ask Jennifer to read through this resolution.
Someone else just joined the meeting, and I'm waiting for them to connect to audio. So maybe, Chris, you could keep an eye on that while I read.
Yep.
Before you read, so did when we talked about the parking, the electric parking spaces, are we going to have that in the resolution that it's up to them, or that it's not going to be in the resolution at all?
I would prefer to leave it off.
Okay. And the second question was did we ever, it said that we requested, but we never came to a conclusion at the February meeting about bicycle parking. Do most of the townhouses have their own parking spaces or garage?
They have their own garages and parking spaces.
Okay, and what about the ones, that one in the middle that you walk through?
That will have parking spaces that are around the center green area and in front of that building.
And are those
have the garages they can rent on the sides.
Are any of them covered besides the rent, the ones that you rent?
No, nope.
Okay. Okay, I'm okay with the bicycles.
Okay. Shall I?
Yes, please do.
Town of LaGrange Planning Board amended site plan approval. LaGrange Farms at Overlook Place amended site plan. Whereas an application for site plan development approval, the application, was submitted to the planning board of the Town of LaGrange, the planning board, for the project more fully detailed as follows. The application was submitted by 165 Overlook Inc., the project sponsor, on November 26th, 2019. Project sponsor, wherever used herein, shall mean and is intended to mean the applicant as identified in the above referenced application, its successors, in interest or assignees as may be appropriate. The proposal is an amendment to both a PDD originally approved by the Town of LaGrange Town Board on November 30th, 2005, and a site plan proposed application was approved by the Planning Board on October 18th, 2007. The approved PDD and site included 91 units, and the amended site plan proposes an additional 16 dwelling units for a total of 107 dwelling units. The proposed amended site plan contains the same number as originally proposed. However, one unit is now proposed to be three stories. The site infrastructure generally remains the same with water and sewer modifications. The property is located at 163-165 Overlook Road and is identified as tax map parcel number 6162-02-896803, hereinafter the project site. Consists of 15.6 plus or minus acres in the PDD, planned development, district development, sorry, it's really the planned development district. Otherwise known as PDD zoning district. The project sponsor paid an application for in the amount of TBD, to be determined, and deposited TBD into an existing escrow account to cover the consultant charges for the review of the project in accordance with the current fee schedule. In support of the application, the project sponsor submitted drawings as more fully listed at the end of this resolution. The application was formally accepted by the Planning Board on December 19, 2019. Whereas the Town of LaGrange Planning Board has determined that the proposed LaGrange Farms at Overlook Place amended site plan will not result in any large and important impacts, and therefore is one which will not have a significant impact on the environment. And whereas after making such determination, the Planning Board issued a notice of determination of no significance pursuant to the requirements of the State Environmental Quality Review Act 9 ECL 8-0101 and sequential on September 20th, 2005, and the Planning Board determined on February 20th, 2020 that the amended site plan posed no significant change and there is no need to rescind the determination. And whereas a duly noticed preliminary public hearing on the site development plan application was held on January 16, 2020, at which time there was no opposition by those of the general public in attendance at the hearing. And whereas the Planning Board closed the preliminary public hearing on January 16, 2020, and whereas the Planning Board has reviewed the application materials, the project plans, all supporting documentation, and other materials submitted by the project sponsor, has made its own observations and has compared these materials with the conditions and standards that must be met for the issuance of a preliminary and final site development plan approval. Therefore, be it resolved that the Planning Board, having compared the form and substance of the complete application and all supporting documentation with the conditions and standards that must be met for the issuance of a site development plan, hereby finds that such application and supporting materials demonstrate that the conditions and standards as more fully set forth in Town Code Section 240-72 are satisfied by the application. And be it further resolved that the site plan approved is conditioned on the payment of all outstanding fees before the Planning Board will sign the plan. And be it further resolved that the Planning Board of the Town of LaGrange hereby adopts the resolution of approval for the LaGrange Farms at Overlook amended site plan, subject to the Planning Board receiving satisfactory compliance with the following conditions. One, the owner's consent note shall be signed and dated by the owner and the project sponsor following the date of last revision. Two, the plan will be revised to indicate the location of the future crosswalk if the crosswalk is required by NYSDOT. Three, the required Town of LaGrange recreation fees of $17,000 will be paid prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy on the barn building as depicted on drawing C-2 of the amended site plan subject to town board approval. Four, boundaries listed on the site plan and identified as incorrect must be changed in the approved plan set. Five, the intensity of the floodlight uplighting on the silo will be adjusted and approved by the planning board prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy. Six, the project sponsor shall complete all necessary improvements to the Hearthstone Drive sewage pump station. Seven, the map, plan, and report for the Overlook Place Sewer District shall be amended to account for the necessary increase in capacity as referenced in the comment memo issued on January 10, 2020 by the Administrator of Public Works, Wanda Lavigny. Eight, the plans must satisfy the requirements of Dutchess County Department of Public Works. Nine, the project sponsor shall reimburse the Town of LaGrange for all costs incurred by the town for the review of this amended site development plan proposal and pay any outstanding fees. The final site plan drawings for this project will not be stamped and signed by the planning board chair unless and until all appropriate costs incurred by the town for its customary and necessary review have been paid by the project sponsor by either means of the escrow amount established at the initial application stage or by check payable to the Town of LaGrange. 10, the project sponsor shall submit a drainage easement located behind Flynn Lane. The form and content of this instrument shall be fully consistent with the final approval when and if issued and suitable to the town planning board attorney and town engineer, and the operative documents shall be recorded in the Dutchess County Clerk's office prior to or contemporaneously with the issuance of the first certificate of occupancy. 11, there is proof of satisfactory compliance with all comments from the Town of LaGrange consulting engineer Renia Engineering Design, town stormwater consultant Walter Artis, and 12, any changes or modifications that are determined by the project sponsor as necessary during the course of construction must be reviewed and approved prior to the implementation of such changes and modifications.
Okay, I have a couple things that I want clarified in that. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, just while you're down here on number 12, you need or actually 11, you need a comma after the word consulting engineer.
Okay.
Anna.
Yep. And I'm also going to go back.
After engineer and before Renna.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, the next one is when we talk about boundaries. Okay. So when we talked, they said that they have to resupply to the town attorney, is that the easement boundaries? Is that what we're talking about? When it said boundaries, I think it was number 10. Or wait.
No, number 10 is related to the drainage easement.
Okay, number 4 then. Boundaries listed on the site plan. Is that house boundaries or easement boundaries or what boundaries?
It's a property boundary.
Property.
The property.
Property
one.
Boundaries.
Okay. You just deleted the holding. There you go.
Yeah, I put it back.
Okay. Okay, and then up where we talk about preliminary and final site plan approval. There's no such thing as a preliminary site plan approval.
Okay.
That is up higher before this all starts, I think.
Oh, are you talking about the actual hearing?
No, it was something right here. Whereas the issuance of a preliminary and final site plan development approval. We don't have a preliminary site plan approval.
Okay. Okay.
And then up in the first part where the dots are, something didn't make sense. Like a word was left out. The proposed amended site plan contains the same, but it doesn't say the same what. It's a number, the bullet number three, the proposed very last sentence, second to last sentence, the proposed amended site plan contains same number as originally proposed. Same number of what? Buildings?
Yeah, it's buildings.
Yes, it's buildings. Yeah.
So buildings should be in there.
Yep.
Okay, that's all I caught.
I had one quick. If you go down to condition number two, I think it was. Yeah, condition number two. Instead of NYSDOT, it's Dutchess County DPW.
Ah, okay.
No big deal. It's just DC. Yeah, there you go. Minor.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, put a period there because you put a period everywhere.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Actually, I'm going to do semicolons all the way down because they started appearing later on, and it makes more sense if we're going to do an and at the end for consistency. I will do that throughout.
And that's all I came up with right there.
Okay.
I'm good. So I'd like to make a motion that to grant final site plan, or just, there's no final, so it's just site plan approval for the Overlook. What are we calling it? LaGrange Farms at Overlook PPD.
I will second that.
That was Mark Komorski?
Yes, it was.
I'm wondering if we should call the roll on this.
Yep, go ahead.
Bob Straub?
Yay or nay, Bob?
You may be muted.
Oh. Hold on a second. I'm not Superwoman. Here we go.
I got him.
All right. Bob? I'm in favor. Aye.
Aye. Randy?
Yay.
Mark Komorski?
Aye.
Mary Morrison?
She's muted.
Oh. Hold on.
Aye, guys.
That's a yes. Okay. Stacy Olia?
Aye.
Dennis Rosenfeld?
Aye.
And myself, Christian Rohrbach, also aye. By voice vote, we have approved this resolution, and I believe that takes care of business.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Again, for holding this special, meeting.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Jennifer, should you put the date in?
Good health.
All right, well done. So what we're going to do, I guess, now is we're going to go update. There's some small things to add to the plans based upon the resolution. So we'll add those. And then I assume that you'll want to have Rich take a look at a full set of plans before the chairman is authorized to sign. At least, Rich has to sign off on those. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. And then, we'll take care of, the fees and all that stuff. We'll work with Eileen on that.
Great.
And, the paperwork stuff, so.
And then once you get the silo up and going and you decide on the lighting, let the planning office know so they can get it out to the members of when you're going to do the test lighting.
Yeah, Eric, we're probably going to have to do that fairly, soon, because I think that's a condition of the CO, so.
Yes. Yeah, I think... yeah, we'll probably have to do it really, really soon. So I'll let Jeff know to at least get electric there. And I think we're planning on move-ins June 15th. So
we better hurry up then.
Yeah.
we'll do a drive-by. A drive-by sitting in the parking lot.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's going to have to be pretty late, too, because it's June.
Yeah, yep. So it will probably be like after 9, right? Yeah.
Yep. Right. By now.
Well done, everybody. See you.
Have refreshments.
Well, wait. We haven't closed the meeting yet, guys.
We were still talking. So could I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn. Stay safe.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Okay.